chair. Help me, I see the devil sing a song. Take away my ear. God's gonna do the remix. Receive it, believe it, achieve it. Yeah. Ronnie, I think we got one. God bless.
They play all the real music.
This station is nonstop.
Awesome hits.
The best radio station.
The broadcasts speak for themselves.
The revolution in music.
This is why we have
the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. KAYT.
Oh. Here we go. Let's do it right here. Oh, go, go, tell it on.
Tell it on the mountain.
Oh, like,
over the hills.
Oh, and everywhere. Oh, go,
tell it on the mountain.
That Jesus. Say that one more time. Everybody go, go tell it on.
Over,
oh, and everywhere. Oh, go tell it on.
Tell it on
that Jesus,
that Jesus
is. I'm gonna believe he is Lord. Oh, my. Said I'm talking about the man. Name Jesus. Let me tell you what he's done for me and how he set me free. Listen, I was a wretch undone until my God came and gave me his only son.
The son came and showed me.
He came and showed me the way. Told him on that day. I told him that I promised.
I promise I'll tell him.
Told him, Lord,
Lord,
I will.
I promise I'll tell him.
Tell everybody just how good he's been.
Tell him all the ways
he made. How he opened doors that was closed in my face. Tell everybody what old Isaiah said. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. For the chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we're already here. I need you to know you're already here. Let's take a little higher. Well, I
promise.
Yes, I will. I promise the Lord. Till everybody, everywhere I go, that he still lives. That he still. Y'all gonna come on in here, all over this church. Shout again, say, that ain't the one I want. Y'all know how I like it. Every step of the way, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Nobody but Jesus can pick you up when you're falling down. I'm a living witness.
Listen, I don't know where you are right now. You could be riding down the highway or walking through your house. But listen, if you all by yourself, what I need you to do real quick, pick up the phone, call somebody, get on social media, let somebody know that you're safe and you're glad about it. If you're not ashamed, help one accord out right here. Say this.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. I said, the Lord save me.
Sister Lord save me.
Turn around and raise me.
Turn around and raise me.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
Say it again. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Ooh, we are sisters.
Lord God, give a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. And no good things will he withhold from them that walk uprightly with him.
Thank you.
So everything that he has for me, I claim it right now.
Everything God has in store for me, I claim it now. Yes.
Everything God has in store for me, I claim it now.
Yes, I do.
I got faith that he will do everything he said he will do. Everything God has in store for me, I claim it now. Blessing that he has for me, I claim it now. Oh my, every blessing that he has for me, I claim it now. Oh, I got faith that he will do everything he said. Everything God had in store for me, I claim it now. I want you to know tonight, every breakthrough that he has for me, I claim it now. Not tomorrow, every breakthrough that he has for me, I claim it now. Everything he said that
gonna do. Ooh, every breakthrough he has for me, I'm claiming it right now. Oh yes, I claim it now. Just claiming it right now. Ooh, I claim it now. Not tomorrow. I claim it now. Joy and victory, it is mine. I feel like it's my season. It is my time. Oh, every breakthrough that God has for me, claim now. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this healing that he has for me. I claim it now. Oh, Lord, oh, this healing that he has for me. I claim it now. Hey, joy and everything that my God has for me, I'm just gonna claim it now. Oh, everything God has in store for me, I claim it now. Ain't gonna wait for tomorrow. Everything God has in store.
Sun don't shine, shine. Too many passing dreams roll by like limousines. It's hard to keep believing when it passes you by and by. Finish yet. Hold on, hold on. He'll get you through this. Hold on, hold on. These are the promises I never will forget. I never will forget. So hold on, hold on. The Lord ain't finished yet. Hold on, hold on. He'll get you through this. Hold on, hold on.
These are the promises I never will forget. I never will forget. I know your heart been broke again. I know your prayers ain't been answered yet.
You're tuned in to the Voice of the Gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused. And let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Come, give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that will bring healing and deliverance and power and peace to those that hear and believe it. Father, I thank you now. Father, I thank you for the encouragement. I thank you for the build, upbuilding and the uplifting of my head and those that are around me. Father, I thank you now. Thank you for the word of God to strengthen and sustain us. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost who guides us and gives us what belongs to you. But Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, cures us, covers us, and connects us to you. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. Father, do what you want to do in this service and to your people, to me. Father, thank you for the anointing that makes preaching easy. And once it's all over, God, we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and the praise. Father, we will join in with the many-winged seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim, that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Want to use to today, this morning, a big title tag, if you will, this message, and a subtitle, A Lesson for Life. It's kind of a, you know, it's going to be an instructional message, so, you know, you can take your seatbelt off. It's not going to be much turbulence. Amen. But the subtitle is Remembering What's First. Amen. Amen. So, y'all won't be mad at me if I don't holler at you a little bit. Just, you know, I don't do it. If I don't do that, don't y'all be mad, okay? Amen. In perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on him. But notice what he said. He says, therefore, verse number 31, take no thought. Now, when he says, therefore, take no thought, I can go through all the Greek words with you to tell you, show you what it actually means, but I'll just tell you what it means. It means don't worry. He said, don't worry about these things. Don't worry about these clothes. Don't worry about this money. Don't worry about what you have to eat. He said, take no thought. Don't worry, he said, for what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? We got to understand that we can't worry about these things because we can't fix them. We can't change them. We just have to wait on God. Jesus said in the 15th chapter of John, he said, without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. There's nothing that you can complete or do without him. Why? Because it is in him we live, move, and have our being. It is him that gives us breath. It is him that gives us life. The reason why I exist is because of him. And so when I take my focus off of him, that's just like taking a fish out of water. I'm subject to die sooner or later because I'm not connected to the one that gives me life. Y'all with me now? He said in the same chapter, John 15, he said, I am the true vine. There's some other stuff you might connect to that's fake, but I'm the real McCoy. I'm the real deal. He said, I'm the true vine, and my father is the husbandman. In other words, the father watches over the vine to make sure it produces what it's supposed to produce. He said that he prunes it. He pulls off some stuff that shouldn't be there. Sometimes God removes things out of your life that shouldn't be there, and sometimes he removes people out of your life that shouldn't be there. But whatever God does is all right with me because it's good for my spiritual growth. It's good for my, I wish I had somebody in here. It's good for my life and I need it. There was a lady that was said that she was about to die and they came to pray for her and they said, you believe that you'll live? She said, whatever God want to do. They said, well, what if God say you want to die? She said, whatever God want to do. He said, what if God say, what do you want? You know, he's, you know, Christian trying to get a right. She said, well, if God asks me what I want to do, I'll refer back to God and say, God, what you want? When we get to the place where we can trust God to say, God, I know whatever's best for me is in your hand and in your will and what your desires are. When we get to that place, we have truly come to a place of faith. We have truly come to a place where we trust God. God, I could tell you what I'd like to see, but I don't care about that. I want whatever you want from me. Trust in God. We say we trust God, but will we refer back to God and say, God, whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. See, he says that, look at what he says in verse 30. He says, he said, wherefore God clothed the grass of the field. God take care of the grass, and it still grows, and it still comes out in its season, and you don't want it to grow, but it keep growing. He says, which is the day tomorrow cast in the oven. He says, shall he not much more clothe you? And then look what he said, oh, ye of little faith. He didn't say they didn't have any faith because at least they believed in him. But they didn't trust that he could do what he needed them to, what they needed him to do. And that's the same way we are. We have little faith. We believe that he is, but we don't believe that he'll reward them that diligently seek him. Oh, the Bible says that in order for us to please God, we must first come to God and must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when we seek him diligently, that's not just every now and then. That's not seeking him when our show ain't on TV. Scandal, Empire. Oh, y'all with me? Yeah, I ain't coming to church because I'm watching my shows. Preach. You know, I'm just saying, you can't diligently seek God, and there's some other stuff that you got before him. Boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, husband, wife, whatever you put before God, that proves that you're not diligently. I'm just telling you how to cow eat the cabbage today. That's not diligence. You say, oh, I seek God, and I'm holy. You ain't. I know you ain't. You fooling your own self. I see God, and you go to church once a year. I can serve him at my house, watching televangelists on TV, and you get up, put your offering on the TV, then when you need it, you go back and say, church, I need it, and pull it back off TV. That ain't diligence. That's dumb. Amen. All right, I'm gonna get on out of here. I'm gonna get on. Y'all, don't get mad with me. I ain't talking about nobody. Tell somebody, say, he ain't talking about nobody. He's just talking about what he's talking about. All right, don't be mad with me. All right? Tight, but it's right. I'm going to take my time, y'all. Might as well just hang in there with me. Look at what he says. He goes in verse 31. He says, don't worry about what you're going to eat, drink, all of that stuff. But the thing about it is, we got not only understand his providence, that he's able to supply our need, that he's able to give us what we need. He's able to protect us. He's able to clothe us. He's able to feed us. That's why he tells us when we pray, he said, this is how you ought to pray. He says that we ought to ask for our daily bread. That's why when they were in the wilderness, do you know that if they took more manna in the wilderness than they were supposed to, if they said, oh, I'm gonna take this for a late night snack, it would rot. Before they could eat it, they had to only take enough to eat at the moment. That was them relying on God for their daily bread. And many of us, we're trying to hold stuff, and we're trying to save it for later, and God letting the cankerworm eat it and the moth eat it. He's letting it rot because we're not using it the way he wants us to use it. Hallelujah. All right, now look, he says here. Now, I got to say this too because he just... Sometimes we try to say, oh, well, ain't no canker worm and no moth eating. Let me tell you who the canker worm is. That's the bill collectors that, you know, your late fees that you got to pay. Let me tell you something else. And I'm going to get out of the way with this money because I don't know why y'all messing with somebody getting mad with me over money. Y'all quit messing with me about this. But if you don't tithe, do you know God still gets his tithe? Because the plumber tithe. That's why he let your pipes get messed up. The mechanic tithe. Y'all want me to go a little further? They tithe. That's why he let your car get jacked up. He gets it. You can't hold nothing back from God. He said that it'll be like putting money in pockets and you got holes in it. He said it'll be like he'll blow on it and just scatter. So don't get mad with me about this money thing. This is God talking now. I didn't say anything that ain't back up with scripture. Now, I know this is a different Sunday. I know I ain't preaching like I normally do, but it's okay. All right. So I'm trying to get finished so y'all won't be too mad with me. Skip over a few things. But look, he says, we got to understand first also the priorities. Look at this. He says, for after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Don't you know that God knows what you need? God is not ignorant. God is all-knowing. Amen. He is nothing hidden from him under the sun, nothing over the sun. There's nothing that God does not know. Do you know that God knows the end at the beginning? He knows the very end at the beginning. And even if you read the scripture, he said that you can't, he said you don't know. You know, he knows the very hairs on your head. He knows how many you got. I ain't got that many, but he knows exactly how many I got. But you know what else he says? That you can't change your stature. I know we talk about how, well, you can't make yourself no taller. But no, what if you read that in the Greek text, it means also that you can't expand your life. God knows exactly the day you're going to die. Preaching here. So you can't talk to God about trying to expand and get more days because he already know what day you're going to go out of here. He know what day he's going to come meet you. Amen? All right, let me go on a little further. He says, God knows what you need. Verse number 33 says this, and I'm almost done. I've just been talking to you. I know it's kind of boring, but hold on. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, notice what he said. We got to put some priorities and some things in priority. Amen? We got to actively seek God. The word seek is to actively go after or to actively pursue God. And we must actively, and you know what it means to be active? That's like somebody being part of a group. That means somebody being part of something. And they say, you know, I'm active because I keep up my dues. I keep up and I'm at the meetings. That's active. But when you're not active, that means that you're not present and you ain't always doing what you're supposed to that is required for you to be a part of that group. Come on and say amen. Are you an active member of the church? Yes or no? If I've been there, I'm active. If I ain't, I'm not active. Come on and say amen. And so what we got to understand is that when we are seeking God, we're actively seeking him. We are actively pursuing him. In other words, I'm in his presence on a regular. Preach. I'm always